Take 702 away with you this summer
on the 702 app.
13 minutes past 8 o'clock. Now in our psychologist's corner this morning, joy, nice food, drinks, singing, beautiful lights on the streets and malls. It's the festive season. Many of us parents, we decide, oh, it's okay, we're going to put our feet up. We go to shopping malls. We hang out with family members. We go on holiday. But the horrible thing is, while we are doing all of these nice things with our children, there are those who are watching our children. There are those who are watching our children to do terrible things. And it's something that we do need to talk about. We need to talk about abuse and what happens with children and opening up that relationship between your child and you so your child can talk to you about anything. On the line is Dr. Shahida Omar, who's a clinical director at the Teddy Bear Clinic. Hi, doctor. Good morning. Good to have you back on 702.
Good morning to you and all the people in 702 land. Thank you.
Dr. Shahida, abuse often comes from those we know. Am I right?
Indeed, Ray. I think, you know, we often forget that children are abused by people they know, have some sort of relationship. It could be family, as you've alluded to, friends, people in the neighborhood, people that, you know, acquaintances. It could be people from faith-based organizations, because you mentioned Christmas is a time for festivity, but it's also a time where people go to church and congregate. And I think all sorts of spaces are actually risk factors that one needs to consider when one is on holiday. You mentioned that, you know, the preferential abuser or the career abuser is hanging around, is looking out. You know, your typical pedophile is looking out for potential victims, child victims. And they're actually reaching out because they are so sophisticated in their modus operandi, where they would pay lots of attention to the family, not only to the child, showing kind of empathy if a child is crying or parents are overloaded with many responsibilities. So showing an opportunity, looking out for that opportunity, showing an interest and wanting to support and reflecting on the challenges that families face. And this often is a risk factor because these are people who know how to operate, how to have access to children. So you are absolutely correct. Yes, there is a stranger danger situation. We do find that. But the pattern that we are faced with more often than not is that it's somebody that is within the immediate space and context of the family.
So what should parents do to open up that line of communication with their children?
So again, Ray, you know, I'm a proponent that one should be talking, parents, caregivers, legal guardians should be talking to their children every day. Consistency is important. However, during or before the actually holiday period or festivities, before they go out away on picnics or holiday camps, etc., wherever they are, they actually need to be having this discussion, but ensuring that they also have the most recent photographs of children. So something that if a child goes missing, because that's another reality we need to consider, that children are disappearing, and when children are also victims of muti killings, children are victims of ransom, and of course many other challenges. But just coming back to your question, it's talking about safe and unsafe touches, talking about acceptable and unacceptable behaviors, talking about rights and responsibilities, making children understand, and of course age-appropriate language being used with younger children, more simpler language, but making the child understand that if the child feels uncomfortable, a sense of discomfort in any way, they should come forward or have some kind of coded language if they're in a family gathering or with other people, so that the parent could be alerted to reach out to know that there is something that is not acceptable or that the child is afraid. So again, talking to children, making them understand, but also checking out, have they understood what has been discussed with them? So rehearsing that role playing. But even you mentioned something about shopping malls, and I think we need to also bear that as a risk factor. Taking young children into a shopping mall, rehearsing that, explaining to the child that if for any reason they are separated, the child needs to stand at the fixed spot, but making sure that the child is away from the supermarket. We've seen this happen before where children are actually lured out of the supermarket or from a store and that and enforced or pulled or coerced, that they need to make a big noise to create some kind of awareness that people can see that something is happening to the child. So what I'm saying is that parents, please talk to your children that anybody could touch the child or hurt the child, and that the parent needs to reassure the child that they are there to believe and validate those things. Because often children are afraid. And why are they afraid? Because of the responses that are elicited by adults to say, Uncle Joe or Pastor John would never do something like that. Or, you know, we find that it's at holiday resorts, there's swimming coaches or there are caretakers or caregivers. And, of course, parents are in this festive mood, want their children, their family to enjoy and release the children. And that's something I feel very strongly about. How do we know that those people that have, you know, our children are entrusted to have been vetted against the sex offender register, have been vetted against Part B of the child protection register, which means that they are suitable to work with children. So again, it's alerting parents around these very many challenges that exist out there. But also another structural driver or risk factor is consumption of alcohol. You know, letting the guard down. Everybody's in a festive mood. And of course, maybe have more than one or maybe more than many. And I'm not judging anybody, but they become disinhibited, lose control, and are not aware of their surroundings and the safety of their children. So these are things that needs to be considered. And of course, needing to talk to the child to, and these kind of routines should be done daily when a child goes into the bathroom with very young children. Of course, talking about the body parts, identifying the body parts, the function of each body part, and also making sure that the child understands and appreciates that certain things are not acceptable. People are not allowed to touch them, but showing them even in terms of pinching, pushing, shoving, that that's not acceptable. And likewise, if they need to be protected, they need to protect other people as well. But what I want to also alert people out there is that during the festive period, children meet other children. They play even with your adolescents. They are also at risk. And we know that more than 43% of sexual abuse is committed by children against other children. So be aware when children are hiding in corners and you can't see your child. I think those are important things to consider and remind children that they could be hurt by other children. We don't want to instill fear and anxiety, but I think it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Shahida Omar, Clinical Director at the Teddy Bear Clinic, thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And perhaps, you know, something you can do as well, something I did with my daughter, is we had a code word. And the word is tiger. And if I got an SMS saying tiger or a phone call saying tiger, which I never got, which is lovely, but if I got that code word saying tiger, I knew to come with fists blazing and like really get there fast to find out what was going on. So perhaps that's an idea for you, just to have that one code word and open up that communication with your son or your daughter, because they are at risk. We live in a very difficult and nasty world, and perhaps sometimes you just need to be able to open up the communication. They can talk to you. They can say, this happened. You take them seriously and you follow up.